on KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
First up in local news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom, South Coast Water District expects to reset its water rates by July 1st and begins a series of public workshops beginning Monday, November 23rd to review operating cost forecasts and use by residential and commercial customers. General Manager Andy Brunhard says the Water District, which serves 35,000 customers between South Laguna and other South County cities, has begun a rate study, which will culminate in new rates for potable water, wastewater, and recycled water. Monday's workshop in district headquarters at 31592 West Street is set for 1 to 4 p.m. Also today locally, Big Fish Tavern, formerly House of Big Fish and Ice Cold Beer, is celebrating their one-year anniversary in town with half-off menu prices. That's all day from 11:30 this morning to 10 p.m. tonight. Half-off the entire food menu with the exception of happy hour. Today, UC Irvine and Central Florida may play literally the biggest game in the history of college basketball. As you may be aware, UC Irvine is one of the world's tallest men. His name is something like Mamadou Niade, and he plays center at 7 feet 6 inches. Well, Florida's got one also. His name is Taco Fall. He's also 7 foot 6. These two are among the tallest 70 people of all time, and today they will square off in a once-in-a-lifetime matchup. In fact, the UC Irvine Anteaters accepted $85,000 to travel across the country in the middle of the week, specifically for this game, something they wouldn't normally do. The game is at 4 p.m. on ESPN3. Finally, looking at world news this morning, two suspects linked to the attacks in Paris have died after police raided an apartment in a northern suburb of the French capital in a police operation that has since ended. Forensic experts were examining the apartment after a female suspect killed herself by detonating a vest rigged with explosives at the start of the operation in Saint-Denis early Wednesday. A second suspect was shot during the raid, according to police. The identity of the casualties was not immediately released, but French media reported that the target of the raid was Belgian national Abdelhamid Ahaboud, a key suspect in Friday's attacks, in which at least 129 people were killed. His fate remains unclear. That's your news this morning on KX93.5. I'm Tyler Russell. Jason Fetty out sick, but Daily Scramble Live continues.